This is New Classical Tracks from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Allmacher. If you've been paying any attention at all in the last year or so, you've probably heard the name Gustavo Dudamel. Critics, audiences, and fellow conductors alike have been blown away by the passion of this 27-year-old Venezuelan conductor and by his ability to elicit the same passion from an orchestra. He's been tapped to take over as music director for the Los Angeles Philharmonic in 2009, and currently he leads the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra. Dudamel brought the group to the U.S. for a tour in the fall of 2007, and audiences in New York, San Francisco, Boston, and L.A. got to see what the fuss was all about. In addition to praising the energy and skill and joy of both conductor and orchestra, news stories never failed to mention the orchestra's signature encore, Leonard Bernstein's Mambo from West Side Story. Cellos are spun like salsa dancers. There's a lot of leaping onto chairs and clapping and general mayhem. It's irresistible. Dudamel's latest recording with the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra is Fiesta. It's an all-Latin dance party with music from Venezuela, Mexico, Bolivia, and New York. Dudamel says that learning to dance is part of Venezuelan culture. It's in our blood. Latin music is all about dance, all about rhythm. And we try to put this spice into all of our music, he says. Not all dance is frantic, of course. Noon on the Plain by Antonio Estevez paints a steamy, sultry picture of the Venezuelan steppes with its endless grasslands. Santa Cruz de Pacarigua gives us a taste of the Feast of the Holy Cross celebrations in Caracas, both from the noble and the rustic sides of town. It seems that at the end of a long day of drinking and carousing, the rich and the poor sound pretty much the same. At the first annual Mahler conducting competition back in 2004, participants were asked to bring one piece from their home countries. Gustavo Dudamel brought Fuga con Pajarillo by Aldemaro Romero. He describes it as wonderful but difficult. It's not just the piece itself that's tricky. The very dance upon which it's based is somewhat uncomfortable. It's in three-quarter time, like a waltz, but where the waltz gives you a big first beat, oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, the pajarillo has a strong second beat. Try dancing to pa-oom-pa, pa-oom-pa, and see how graceful you look. Combine that off-rhythm of the pajarillo with a complicated fugue, and you've got a fascinating showpiece and a prize winner. Dudamel won the first prize at the Mahler competition that year when he was just 23. Now 27, he is poised to take over as music director and principal conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic in 2009. In the meantime, he continues to guest conduct around the world and to lead his hometown band, the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra. The orchestra is a product of the remarkable Venezuelan program El Sistema, the system. It actively scours the cities for kids of any income, provides them with instruments and training and orchestras to play in, and a new extended family. Dudamel says he's been making music with some of these young people for more than 20 years. He said, "It's like we're brothers and sisters. We are a body." He says, "I think this is a special thing." It is a special thing. And it results in some pretty special music making. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Allmacher.